Texte numéro 90. Should I stay or should I go? The dilemma for young Nigerians. Nigerian graduate Olotu Olonriwaju is facing a choice between remaining in the country he loves and the possibility of a better life elsewhere. He adores the culture, food, music, and family mentality at home, especially how people look out for each other and share common goals. But the 24-year-old electrical engineer feels he is being held back professionally. There is also the feeling that the lack of reliable basic infrastructure, causing things like power cuts, as well as security concerns, corruption, and poor governance, all create unnecessary barriers to getting on with life. Mr. Olonriwaju is one of tens of thousands of young disenchanted Nigerians contemplating the move to join many others overseas. It's a trend known by the Yoruba word japa, meaning to escape. The idea of emigrating from Nigeria is not new. Since the 1980s, many middle-class Nigerians have sought economic opportunities abroad, but the scale and urgency now feels different, and japa is becoming increasingly popular with Gen Z and millennials. But leaving is a pricey venture. The rising cost of living and the depreciation of the currency, the naira, has made an expensive process even harder, but also pushed more people to try to leave. It is far easier for professionals and university graduates who have the skills and qualifications needed to secure well-paying jobs and visas in the West, as well as the finances to start a new life in a country where the cost of living is far higher than at home. As well as those seeking legal routes, many Nigerians try to move abroad without visas by crossing the Sahara Desert or the Mediterranean Sea. Thousands of people die each year on the journey, and those who make it often struggle to find work or somewhere decent to live. There are more than 270,000 Nigerians living in the UK, according to government statistics. It is one of the most popular destinations for japa. Japa has hit the medical profession especially hard. The Nigerian Medical Association said in 2022, at least 50 doctors were leaving the country every single week. This has left an already overloaded healthcare system struggling. The government has said it will train more people to fill these gaps and backed a new bill that would require medical graduates to work in Nigeria for a minimum of 5 years after completing their training. It was fiercely opposed by doctors' unions. A similar directive has also been issued for nurses to get them to work in the country for at least 2 years before trying to leave. Adapted from BBC, July 2024.